Hello and welcome to A VO's Journey. My name is Anthony Pica. This podcast is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all of the crazy things that I seem to step on. Today's episode, I'm going to be talking about how I am just signing up for every single website that I can get my hands on. And I'll tell you why. Let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right, so I am back with another podcast. I hope everyone is doing well. This is episode 112. Oh gosh, I hope it's 112. Yes, it is 112, so that's a good thing. I am doing a lot of signing up for new sites, and I wanted to take the opportunity to talk to you guys about that. So basically, I absolutely love Fiverr and make a lot of money from Fiverr, and I'm very happy there. But at the same time, you know, I've definitely been around long enough to see the changes in the market. Things come and go. Other places get started and take off. And, you know, I think the name of the game with anything that we do is, as business owners, is that, yes, our job is to do the work well, you know, be successful on the front end, but also it's to have a vision. It's to have the foresight to make decisions on the back end. And I think it's super important that all of us are always being aware of what is happening now, what's coming down the pike, et cetera, right? Because I think for me, I know that if we don't do that, you know, we could either miss an opportunity or something could happen in our current state and, you know, we can't make up that deficit or whatever. So, you know, it's something that is always on my mind. And I think that's our big job, is to, you know, protect what we have and what we've built, but also constantly search to grow. Because I think if you're not growing, you just kind of stagnate and die. That's so it's so important to be pushing yourself and to grow more. Also, I think I like the challenge, to be honest with you. I mean, you know, I've challenged myself with many parts of this business and with voiceover and with going full time and on certain websites and making certain amount of money, you know. And as you challenge yourself and you reach these challenges, you kind of got to keep adding the challenges. Okay, you get bored. You can, you know, try to skirt around that and say it's not true, but it is true. If we don't have something to look forward to or something to challenge ourselves, we kind of just wither away, I think. So I am currently right now going through the internet and just finding websites, casting websites that I can sign up for. I'm currently not looking. Let me say this. Most sites that you sign up for now, as I'm noticing, they offer like multiple tiers, right? You can sign up for the free version and then there's the paid versions. So I think that, of course, when you're just starting out, it's a good idea to sign up for the free versions. And I'm currently, because we're in the fourth quarter, not necessarily looking to sign up for any more paid things. Maybe at the beginning of the year, some of the sites that I am on or that I'm signing up for now, I'll look at moving over to paid, depending on what my budget is. But I think that it's super important that we, you know, get ourselves on as many casting sites as possible so that we have the opportunity to be seen more and to be paid more. Because let's boil this down. And this is the way I'm thinking about it. So I'm going to share with you. My thoughts are this. I love to promote myself just like anyone else with our business online, etc. However, the challenge we run into is that we are going up against these other businesses like, you know, Freelancer, Fiverr, Voices, Voquent, Boldago, Voices 123, I mean Voice 123, voices.com, all these places that have a lot more money than you or me. And they are just pumping out marketing, advertising online. Okay. And when you and I go to do it, we've got a few pennies, and that's if most of us even spend anything. Most of us don't spend anything. So, you know, we don't get a lot of traction when it comes to our trying. We don't get a lot when it comes to us getting business online. We're just not seeing it when it comes to our own efforts. So here's the thing. I think for me, knowing that, it's probably better, at least starting out, right? And I still feel like I'm starting out on this journey, to really ride this train, or better yet, have multiple passenger cars on your train, if we're going to stick with this train analogy, so that, you know, one of your cars is going to be all of these websites, and maybe another car is going to be, you know, your calling to businesses. Another car is going to be, you know, maybe your social media postings, right? Like, you know, you have all of these different cars, and you want to fill them out with different areas of your marketing business. But I think that because of the power of these websites and how much they are utilizing the internet, that we need to dive into those things and use them, because I don't think there is a better or faster way to get ourselves out there in the market today than to get on these websites. There isn't. And I mean, all over the world, especially if you are just starting out, even if you're trying to grow your business, because that's what I'm doing. You know, I mean, I made more money last month than I've ever made in my entire, career. In fact, I made more money last month than I did in like 3 or 4 months of my previous career. But the problem is that, again, you know, I get a lot of that money from one or two sites. And for me, it's definitely a hashing my bets kind of thing, but also growing. All right. So I'm trying to grow. I'm trying to make sure that I cover my backside. For you, whether you're in the same situation as me, or you're in a growth situation, or you're just in a just beginning situation, you need to be thinking about how can you get more visibility. Visibility is the key to everything we do right now in our business. Most of us are getting zero visibility, so we're concerned why, you know, we reach 30 people and those 30 people didn't buy from us. Something must be wrong. The reality is we got to reach 3,000 people, 30,000 people, 3 million people. We've got to reach a large, large number of people in order to get ourselves out there and to get known and to get business. These websites are a great way to get business. Now, I will say the caveat that goes with that is there is learning. Guys, you have to learn a lot. You've got to write about yourself. You've got to have you've got to have samples of your work. You've got to be able to put up all of these things. And you know, because these sites require it. And if you don't have those things, that's really what you need to be working on, is getting those things put together. Because if you don't have that, then you're not going to be able to get yourself out there. So you got to get these samples, you got to get your demo, you got to have all that stuff ready to go. And you need to be able to communicate your message, your brand, who you are, what you're trying to offer in a few paragraphs. And you need to be able to spread that all over the internet. So I guess in one sense, if you're not ready with that part, you need to get ready with that part. The positive thing is that at least for your, you know, writing the paragraphs about yourself, that shouldn't take terribly too long. But I think when you're coming up with samples, that shouldn't take too long, depending on, you know, how fast you do things. But, you know, demos are a whole nother story. So that takes time, or depending on how you create a demo or have someone else create a demo. But either way, you need all of those things. And then when you go to these sites, you've got to take time to figure them out. How do they work and all this stuff? Listen, it's important to do it. Put in the work, because, you know, for example, let's say you sign up for 50 websites, okay? And you start getting work from a few of those websites a month. And so you start making a couple $1,000s a month. That's worth it. It is so worth it. Right. And then you can start making up on other places of your marketing, and, you know, you start having consistent business. These places are marketing you. They're doing the work. I mean, it just makes a lot of sense, you guys. So please, if you're not doing it right now, get yourself out there. Now, there are the sites. Let's talk about the paid sites, because I think that's something that is it definitely is an interest to me. But I also have, you know, a bitter taste in my mouth about certain places. But I want to challenge you to. Like, for example, I'll tell you exactly what's happening with me. So Voice123 is a site that I have tried to break and crack. I just have struggled with it. I have students. You know who you are. Who can get work on Voice123? But I can't. And it bothers me, okay? But here, listen to this. But here's the thing. So if there is something going on, call these places. Now, I will have to tell you, this is one thing that I don't necessarily like about some of the more or the larger companies that maybe like Fiverr. Now, I'm fortunate because I have a success manager. So I can talk to him, I can message him, and he responds to me within a day of a very unique thing. So I'm very blessed and fortunate with that. Most people don't have that. But on the other side, most people aren't able to contact someone on Fiverr like that to help them. However, today I reached out to Voice123 and I literally said, hey guys, I want to know how to get business on your platform. Can you please help me? I've been a member here for months. I've gotten no business. So I got a message back from, I guess, a woman. They said she was a success coach and said that she sent off my samples to quality control. And once she hears back from them, she's going to go ahead and get back in touch with me and talk about making more changes. So, I mean, that's really cool. I have noticed that calling these places makes a big difference. Perfect example. I wanted to join Voice Realm. I know there's a lot of people who have mixed feelings about that platform, but I wanted to join it. I'd heard some people I know, having varied success. And for example, if I can invest $250 and make back $1,000, that's a good investment. And if I can invest $250 and make back $1,000 in a year, that's still an incredible investment, because I'd invest $250 all day long to make back $1,000 in a year. Okay, so if I could do that, and that's my goal on Voice123. So here's the thing. I had applied to them a couple of times and I had not heard anything back from them. So I finally called them a few weeks ago, and the person I talked to said they pulled up my account and said, hey, they're going to refresh it and then just mark it for review. So sure enough, I got an email the next day with all the information I needed to sign up. And, you know, that's something interesting. Although on the same token, I contacted Voice Jungle, which is another site, and I talked to them and they were kind of like real cranky with me. Like, yeah, you just sign up and, you know, we'll contact you. I'm like, okay. So like it's all that they were very Voice Jungle was not very nice on the phone, or at least the person who was answered did not want to be working that day. So anyways, needless to say, and I haven't heard anything from Voice Jungle. You know, so it's interesting how these things pan out, right? Because, you know, I can make thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on one website, and then I go to another and it's starting over again from scratch. But I can tell you this from Fiverr and learning what I've learned. Once I got my success manager on Fiverr, it boosted me to the heights of a new level. So with that being said, I am fully aware of what it means to have a angel in your corner, if you will, or being able to talk to the company, being able to talk with people who can give you information. You know, recently, the last podcast was an interview with the CEO of Voquent. You know, that's also helping me learn more about how to get business with Voquent. You know, just by talking to him and learning what he's saying to all of us, it helps. So I think that these are the people who are going and getting business. Right? If they're getting business and they're finding business, it makes sense that we should be there. So with that being said, I want to impress upon you the importance of getting yourself out there, join websites, and, you know, don't be afraid. Even if it's a paid site, make a decision, stick with it. But you make sure that if you do get on a paid site, you know, call someone. Don't be afraid to call someone even if it's not paid. But, you know, I'm not saying you necessarily have to hound them, but listen, I mean, they want you to be successful too, because if you are successful, the more money you make, clearly the more money they make. So, you know, you want to be successful, but don't be afraid to ask people for help or ask what they think about your account. I'm finding that the more I do that, the more people I'm getting to help me. Before, I just didn't even think to call anybody. I don't know why. I just didn't. But now I'm trying to call more people that I can and talk to them so that they can help. So anyways, I would recommend that you do that. And the P2P sites, you know, I like to wait for specials if you want to join them. And there's no doubt that there's lots of work that goes through there. But you are competing at a level that you've got to be aware of. And you are competing with some people, like, on example, Voice 123. You're competing with such a financial or such a tier difference, meaning that, you know, someone joins for $400, $500 for the year, and then other people are paying $1,500 every 3 months. So, like, you know, Voice 123 is going to really heavily promote them way more than they promote you. You know what I mean? And you'll have to be doing a lot more cattle call auditions, which means that's where, you know, they send it out and everybody auditions. Whereas a lot of the people who may be paying the $1,500 up front every quarter are getting a lot more of the search related business, because they're the first people that come up in the searches. So, you know, you just got to be aware of these things, but get yourself out there. That is key. Okay, that is key. Last thing I'm going to say, and because it's fresh on my mind, today, for example, I got two different spam messages on Fiverr, which is interesting, because I've heard a lot of people, other people talking about it, but I usually don't get much anymore. And I got two today, and I reported both of them and blocked them and put spam on both of them. But on the other day, I joined Freelancer and I tried something out and somebody wanted to talk. So I called them, and sure enough, it was a scam. They were trying to get me to sign up for some business deal. I just hung up on them because I wanted to see what it would be like if you actually talk to those people, you know, that they say, hey, call me off of the platform. We can talk and we'll have a good deal. So I was like, oh, I'm actually going to try it. So anyway, so I tried it for you guys. So don't do it. They tried it. The guy was like, hey, thank you for calling. Just right off the bat, this is a deal. This is not about voiceover. I'm like, what? It's not about voiceover. It's like, yeah, this is a business deal. Wondering if you're interested. I'm like, click, goodbye. Like, that's the way that conversation went. But, you know, make sure that you are aware of the spam and the scam artists and everything like that. So when these companies tell you, again, not to go off of the platform, I think that's smart advice. Because, yes, they're trying to keep business there, but also they're also trying to protect you. And I've found that to be true. Also, on sites where they have the buyers have the ability to do things like fill out their profile. See, that's kind of like why I like Fiverr, because Fiverr forces them to pay first. Like, they have to pay first in order to work with you. Whereas a lot of these other sites, they don't pay first, or, you know, it's a mess before they get to that stage. So I like that. But the point is that look for places, like, look for, you know, whether the client has reviews, like if they've purchased things and people, they have, like, verified purchases and so forth. Because if you keep seeing the same person over and over again posting stuff, like, there's just people on Freelancer, and it could be because I just have the free part, but it's the same thing. It's that one that says $250 to $750 looking for a voiceover artist. It's ridiculous. It's the same people. And what they're doing is they're buying other people's accounts. And I know this because I know somebody who they were trying to target. They're buying people's accounts. I've figured this out. And they're using those accounts to post things on them and so that it's legit. And they're paying these people to use their accounts so they can actually get through. And they're getting tons of people on phone calls because the accounts are legit. But the problem is that, you know, they're tricking other people too and giving them work by just, like, they're sustaining them so they can use their accounts to make more money. It's the craziest spam things I've heard of in a long time. So, and the problem is people are getting duped. So please make sure that's not you. Okay, so, all right. So we pretty much covered the basis, I think, for this episode. Get yourself out there to as many sites as possible. Use the power of these places and the money they have, because we don't have that kind of money, but all these other people do. So you call it OPM, other people's money. Use it. Other people's money, other people's time. That's how you grow fast. All right, so thank you guys so much for listening. Please take the opportunity, if you can, to leave a review. You know I always love the reviews. And if you can, share this with somebody who needs to hear how to grow their business. And thank you as always. You have a wonderful, wonderful day. I will talk to you soon. Peace.